Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Come have your way today. And let not one person live here the same way they have come. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Put your hands and give him the praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. We shake the hands of three will and welcome them to the presence of the Lord. You are welcome, you are welcome, you are welcome. In Texas, and also greetings from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We had very incredible manifestation of God. The pastor in Pittsburgh told me, he said, there are people seated here today who probably were in Catherine Coleman's meeting. We had old men there who were 80-something or 90s or so and so, 70-something. Catherine Coleman passed 45 years ago. Said, there are old men here in this meeting who are probably Catherine Coleman. Catherine Coleman was based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He said, and they are very happy with what they are seeing. He said, their spirit is yearning for things like this. Said, they saw it last at that time. And then there are others, he said, they never believe in shaking or even coming under power. Clergy. Some came from Canada, came from everywhere. He said, I saw you stood in front of them. They started shaking on the spot. Before you knew it, they were on the floor. He said, you didn't know what happened here tonight. I see that same kind of raw fire coming upon somebody here today. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say, amen. The blessedness of prayer is our subject on this Blessing Sunday today. Teaching was very, very explosive in the first service. And we shall take it further. Objective is to understand the blessedness or the blessing of prayer for the prayerful in the life of the prayerful. Looking at 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 and 10. I was minded to take a different story in the second service, but the Jabez story was so intense and the issues inside it were so many that we decided to remain on it in the services today. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. And that thy hand might be with me. And that thou would keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. God will grant you your request in Jesus' name. One thing is clear by way of introduction. That God is the God who not only hears, but answers prayers. We serve the God who is a God who not only hears prayers, but answers prayers. Psalm 65 verse 2. He said, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. It will also interest you to note that God does not only hear and answer prayers, He hears and answers burdens. He hears what you have not said, God hears. Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 20, he said, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He hears what we think, what is on our minds. In Isaiah chapter 65 and in verse 24, he said, and it shall come to pass that before they call, that is while it is still a burden in their heart, I will hear, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, they have not started speaking, they are yet to speak, I will hear. So today, prayer answering God, the prayer answering God, who is worthy of our praise, will answer you in the name of Jesus. Somebody say the loudest amen. We saw in the life of Jabez how the fortune and the future got changed by prayer. We gave the example of Daniel in the first service. The man with a consistent life of prayer, he was so blessed and remained in power for 71 years. A third example will be Mordecai, whose life got changed by the prayer life of his niece. In the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 16, Queen Esther said, pray with me and I and my maidens will pray likewise. The outcome of that prayer was a gate man becoming the prime minister of the most important nation of the earth at that time. Prayer life of Esther, Mordecai, and the Jews changed his life forever. A fourth example will be the life of David. We know David as a man of prayer, of praise. But David was an unusual man of prayer. In Psalm 55 and in verse 17. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray, evening, morning, noon, and cry aloud, and they shall hear my voice. Psalm 18, verse 1 all the way to verse 3. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. He was a preeminent prayer man. The outcome of that was that David was a symbol of the blessing in scripture. But today, we are looking at the life of Jabez. There were five requests Jabez made. I enumerated them in the first service, but I'm going to say the flip side of each of them in this second service, because everything has two sides. So, first, Jabez's request, I'll mention the one I mentioned in the first service and then mention this flip side. Jabez request for blessing indeed. That is, for undeniable, evidential, visible blessing. It also means, secondly, request for the release from curses. When you say light come, you are saying darkness go. It is request from the release. For release from the curses of life. The Bible said that the mother of Jabez bare Jabez in sorrow. It is request from the life of incomplete blessing. How many of us have seen times in your life where it looks like some good things are happening and some bad things are also trying to happen at the same time? Lord, I don't want blessings that are partial. I don't want it to look like God is walking on this side and the devil is walking on this, on that side. I don't want any curse of my father's house to show up his ugly head in my destiny. Blessing indeed equals request from the release of curses. From the release of incomplete blessings. Second, he requested for enlargement of coast. That is, with the knowledge that life can be larger than what it is. That my potential is bigger than what I'm seeing. But the flip side of it also means, B part says, it is request and reaction against every form of limitation. Release from confinement. Release from destiny confinement. From containment. It is release from imprisonment of life. Lord, I need to be enlarged. I need, my potentials can be bigger than this, but I also need to be free from anything restricting my life. Anything, any demonic restraining order, any perpetual injunction against the explosion of my destiny. I need a release from limitation, the release from confinement, the release from containment, the release from imprisonment. How many of us you have seen in your life where it appears like you are contained, like you are just being contained? It is like the circus elephant. You just move within a periphery. It is like the Perona fish that has a barrier it cannot cross. Inside an aquarium. I am here today anointed with fire to announce to you, every prison where the devil kept your life and your destiny, today that prison shall be scattered. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest believer, say amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Enlarge my coast. Third, he was requesting for the placement of the hand of God. The hand of God, first in the first service we saw, how it represents the help of God, but also it was request for
the empowerment of God. The Bible says the right hand of God is the right hand of power. Lord, lay your hands of power on my life. Deliver me from powerlessness of existence. Deliver me from weakness of life. The hand of the Lord upon a man is talking about unction. Psalm 89 verse 19, the verse 20. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established. My arm shall also strengthen him. When we say the hand of God is upon a person, we are saying the anointing is evident in his life. We are saying that power is upon that person. Lord, lay your power on me afresh. Lay your oil on me afresh, because I know that if the unction is on me, no yoke can survive. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27 said, in that day, the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder, and the yoke from off his neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And God granted him his request. Number four, it was a request to be kept from evil. Keep me from evil. That is the breaking of evil cycles. That is the breaking of negative patterns. That was the first side of it we saw. But the flip side of it is a request for the arrest of evil confrontations. Evil confrontation, antagonism, and resistance. Keep me from being confronted by evil. Keep my life from being antagonized by evil. Keep me from resistance from the forces of hell. Father, deliver me, rescue me from hindering forces. I am trying to make progress. I am held back. I am tired of confrontations. And God heard him. God shall hear somebody. God is hearing somebody here today. Somebody say a loud amen. Finally, it was deliverance, request for deliverance from grief. The word grief there connotes pain, it connotes hurt, but it has a flip side. The second side of it is deliverance from sorrow, deliverance from depression, deliverance from heaviness. Lord, I am tired of grieving. Grief comes from loss, loss of job, loss of dear ones, loss of opportunity. Loss. I need deliverance from sorrow. I need deliverance from depression. I need deliverance from heaviness. I don't want my life to remain a burden. And God heard him. God shall hear you. That amen has a higher potential. Say the loudest amen. I stand here and I pronounce and prophesy in the New York or Houston, Texas conference. A man who is a barber, an American man, he said in the conference last year, I don't know what happened, but I hugged him, gave him a hug, patted him on the back. He said he went to his barber shop. First person he met, he had not changed his clothes. Has been addicted to marijuana or crack for 15 years. He hugged the man.
The man called him back 3 months later.
He said, the moment you hug me, taste for marijuana died. Collateral impartation. Yeah.
He went from there and began to preach from place to place.
Schools. How many souls? 200 souls. You have the clip. I'm just wondering whether I have the time. That's the man there. He's a barber. He's a barber that has he has his barbing salon on his own. He has mobile barbing shop, truck that barbs. I decided to give him the opportunity to barb me small. Right there. Barbed me. Just little. I told him, I said, you are highly, barbers are on a very high level. Pastor lay hands on everybody. Barber lay hands on pastor. He laughed and laughed and laughed and could not. All manner of gadgets. It's not our type of barber, no. All manner of gadgets. He carries something. He cleaned it with wind. Just clear what was. All manner of guy, all manner. But his life changed. He came, he sat with us. Waited until we went to the airport. With his wife, with his children. Was almost in tears as we were leaving. As we should only. Life changed. We have countless. Two women. They said they were almost two girls. They were trying to commit suicide as at last year. Bad dreams, witchcraft, all manner. Prayer was prayed for them last year. Nightmare died. Bad dreams died. Doors of life opened. And they are only one. How many souls? 1,500 souls. You watched it. Between last year and now. Beloved brothers, there is power in God. The place I preached in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Last year, the place we used was a rented place. This year, the place we use is their own. Worth $15 million. So many restrictions at the rented place. Now we arrived there, bought, and they didn't buy it. Somebody bought it and gave them. The owner who sold it never knew it was going to be for church. When he realized that church came there, he took it to court. He went to court. That the person who gave them the land said, don't worry, I supply the lawyer, I supply everything. We will beat him in court. That was what happened. It went to court that the program we went for should not hold. Blessing evident everywhere. That place has, like a 5-star kind of setting, a hotel setting. You don't need to move, guest minister, you don't need to move and go and come. You are there. By the blessing of God, under one year, I prophesy by the same anointing today. Everything that represents a curse in your life, I declare the curse is broken. The God who answered Jabez will answer you. Blessing is in your life on one side, curses on the other side. Things are working here, they are not working here. In your own one life, I declare that half and half is over forever. Undeniable blessing. And I now decree enlargement of coast. Any area where the devil put your life in prison, where it looks like your life is confined and contained,
I declare that prison is broken and scattered. You are released from confinement, released from containment, released from imprisonment. You are shouting him and shout the Lord and say, amen.
Now, the hand of the Lord come upon you. The same hand that came upon Elijah, and nothing could hold him. He ran until he ran faster than a chariot. The hand of power, the hand of empowerment. Every trace of weakness, powerlessness, be arrested right now. And in the name of Jesus Christ, to overcome what is trying to resist your life, power to overcome it is released now. Shout the loudest amen. Declare the breaking of the cycle of evil, confrontations of evil, resistance from hell, antagonism of your life. My mother said to me, as she saw the ministry and saw what God was doing aggressively, and now she sees more of it from heaven, because we have a cloud of witnesses, they see more from there than from the earth. She said, so this is what God wanted to do with your life. We didn't know. No wonder the devil didn't want to see you for eye. That's raw vernacular. The devil didn't want to see you for eye. Because convulsions, febrile convulsions, all manner, growing up. And I'm saying that to somebody here. Do you know that Jabez eventually became a city? That Jabez that was sorrowful. In fact, they mentioned his city before they mentioned his case. Whereas we are hearing of Jabez's story in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, the city was mentioned in chapter 2. 1 Chronicles 2:55. And the families of the scribes which dwelt at Jabez. So Jabez was a place, not just a person. When the devil knew that God was going to turn him into an institution, then the devil came with confrontation. If you are here today and it looks like your life had been confronted before now, and even being confronted currently, I decree to you today that confrontation is over forever. And whatever the devil is afraid of concerning your life, it shall come to pass. And if, as you are being, the devil has not been, didn't see you for eye, doesn't want to see you for eye. Hey! That devil would better have to go and find where to hide his face, or hide his head, or hide himself, because God will position you in a way that the devil cannot claim ignorance of your value, of your relevance, of your existence. Shout the loudest, amen. In Houston, Texas, council member came to give us an award, whatever, recognition or what, I don't know what they call it. He finished his own. Deputy mayor came. He finished his own. The chief, the judge of the whole of that area, the overall, that is, the head of the judiciary, came again. Say, it's my pleasure and privilege to give this proclamation to you. And posted it on his Instagram page. It was my privilege. Ay, 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 ay. You are connected to that same altar. You are connected to that same altar. The head cannot go up and the body goes down. I declare today, every agenda of enemy confrontation and resistance in your life is collapsed now.
Give the Lord a praise and take your seat at number five. It's deliverance from sorrow, rescue from depression, rescue from heaviness. Every garment of despair, whatever has put your joy under pressure, our prayer answering God is handling it right now. This second half of the year, you will celebrate through the second half. Someone say a loud amen. Very quickly, let's learn a few lessons from the experience of Jabez. We learned 5 things in the first service. It will take so much time if I'm to go over them. So I'll start from number 1, which is actually number 6 lesson we'll be learning from Jabez. And that says, first, for second service, never use temporary situations to draw permanent conclusions. Never use temporary situations to draw permanent conclusions. The fact that you gave birth to a child in sorrow does not mean the name of the child should be sorrow. Your experience was for a moment, but name is for a lifetime. You don't use momentary experiences to establish lifetime expectations. That's right. You don't use momentary experiences to establish lifetime expectations. You don't use your experience of the moment to establish expectations for the future. Never take permanent decisions based on temporary conditions. Please listen to this. What happened to you today is never the guarantee of what will happen to you tomorrow. What happened to you in the past is not the guarantee of what will happen to you in the future. I decree your disconnection from such a mentality. And you know, we have a lot of names. All languages, they have names, very wonderful names. There are names that is called darkness, dark, night. There is a name that is called rejected. Etum. They reject me. It's a name. It's a name. I'm sure you remember what I'm talking about. These are kinds of names that may have come based on setting whatever it is. There was a name that I knew growing up. Child of barren woman. That was the name of a person. So that is establishing a cycle already on that person that was born. These are examples of transient situations that were used to establish permanent expectations. I decree today your freedom from such in the name of Jesus. Somebody say loud amen. Look at your neighbor, say, don't use today to judge tomorrow. I'll come to that later. I'll mention that in more detail. Number two, you cannot do anything about how you were born. But you can do something about how you live. How you were born is beyond your control. But how you live is within your control. How you were born, where you were born. Born out of wedlock. Born in the house like me, not in the hospital. You cannot do anything about it. Let me say it this way. Your history may not be within your control. Your history may not be within your control. But your destiny is never beyond your control. Your history may not be within your control, but your destiny is not beyond your control. Where you are coming from, what happened before, you may have no control over it anymore. But what is to happen going forward is within your control. Under God. Hallelujah. Thirdly, is anybody following this now? Jabez, it was not his control that they gave him that name. It was not in his control. What happened at his birth was not in his control. But something, what can happen to him going forward was within his control. And this is the fourth thing I want you to learn. What you can do for yourself weighs far more than what anyone can do for you. What you can do for yourself. If Jabez was waiting for anybody to do anything for him, he would have died in sorrow. What you can do for yourself weighs far more than what anyone can do for you. So what you don't want, don't watch. That's what God's servant Bishop Oyedepo said. Don't watch it if you don't want it. Because what you don't resist will persist. That's what I said. It will persist. Don't wait for anyone as far as the change of your life situation is concerned. Because what you can do for yourself at the place of prayer, what you can do for yourself weighs heavier than what anybody can do for you. Take the bull by the horn. Take your destiny in your hands under God. Accept responsibility. You have what to say, and your world does not want to hear. Force them to hear you. Force them to hear you. For from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. The world wants to pretend that you don't matter. Let them know you matter. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You have what to offer, and nobody is interested. Impart upon them interest by force. Don't forget this as long as you live. What you can do for yourself, it weighs higher than what anybody can do for you. The best helping hand you can get is at the end of your own arm. This hand of yours is your best helping hand outside God. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, my story must change. I matter to my generation. I and my generation must be aware.
What you do for yourself
weighs far more than what anyone can do for you. So don't wait for anyone to do it. Move now. Take your seat. And that takes us to point number four, that the move of God is always preceded by the move of man. If God will move, man must move first. The situation of Jabez did not change on his own. Jabez moved at the place of prayer, and God moved at the place of answer. The move of God is always preceded by the move of man. The move of man must be before the move of God. And they went everywhere preaching, and the Lord went with them. They had to go first, and the Lord went with them. Mark chapter 16 verse 20. And Moses lifted up the rod, and God caused the strongest wind to tear the Red Sea apart. Are you ready to hear what I'm about to say? God cannot be active where man is passive. You want God to move, gree. And you are just seated there, docile and passive. God can't be active in that area of your life where you are passive. God can't be vocal where you are silent. If you want God to speak to the devil about your matter, you speak first. If you want God to confront the forces of hell concerning your situation, you confront them first. Do you understand what I'm saying? God cannot be more interested in your life than yourself. For as long as Jabez did nothing about his situation, nothing changed about his situation. God will never assume your need. He must confirm it. He saw a blind man and said, "What can I do for you?" Because the man may be looking for money. He said that I may receive my sight. Okay, if it is sight, I can give you. And if it is money also, I can give you. One day, when our church was very young, and my head has always been very, very hot against the devil, I saw a man sitting on a wheelchair. I rushed to him. Stand up and walk. Himself was resisting me. The more I prayed, the more he sank back into the wheelchair. So I advised myself, ask him what he wants, actually. He said, "Excuse me, what do you want? Healing, what exactly can I do for you?" Say, "I need some money." I was wasting my time. Trying to pour water on concrete floor. I want some money. I was not happy with myself at all. Because I was interested in what the man was not interested in. Two of you shall agree on touching a thing. It shall be said. I was the only one in agreement with myself. He was in active disagreement. That is how it is. I like you to show God. In every area where you want God to move, you move. Whatever that move is, let the Holy Ghost show you. It can be very, very aggressive. It can be very, very intense. Sacrificial. Whatever it is, move. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Jabez moved, God moved, and his situation moved. Everything moved. I see the move of God happening for somebody, and a change of story is happening for somebody. If you are that person, you shout the loudest, amen. Finally, the spiritual controls the material or the physical. The spiritual controls the physical. Once you gain control in the spiritual, the physical comes under control. Say that again. The spiritual controls the physical. Once you gain control in the spiritual, the physical comes under your control. It is the spiritual that sets the pace for the physical. When Jabez gained control in the spiritual at the place of prayer, his physical life came under control. Everything came under control. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. My second part two final exam in medicine, we had 6 questions to answer 5. 6 questions to answer 5. That's the final exam. You have internal medicine and surgery. This is medicine. 5 questions to answer 6. I mean, 6 questions to answer 5. I revised and practiced all the 6 before entering the hall. All of them. All of them. How did you know? The Holy Ghost led me. So when you just stepped in there, answer, paper. All those we read together, all of us revised the 6 questions together, and you went and met all of them. You are not having time to think, to answer. It's whether you have enough time to download everything you have. The spiritual puts you in command of the physical. When Jabez gained control in the spirit, everything around him came under his control. I announce to you today, you are stepping into control. You are stepping into command. Go further. Move further. Step further in the realm of the spirit. Every devil that has been rebellious under you, today the season of rebellion is over. Stand upon your feet and shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Everywhere you are, be up on your feet, and be up on the galleries, be up. Shout the loudest amen. Can I say this to you? Don't forget it. You cannot go forward spiritually and stand still physically. It won't happen. You can't experience acceleration spiritually and remain in stagnation physically. It won't happen. Spiritual moves will spark physical moves and physical waves. When Jabez went forward spiritually Everything about his life shifted forward.
He couldn't remain Jabez the sorrowful. He became Jabez the honorable.
You might as well call him Honorable Jabez.
So he was no longer Jabez the miserable, became Jabez the honorable.
I prayed the message about 20 years ago, from miserable to honorable.
So all I can beg you to do is just be shifting gear in the realm of the spirit. Be covering grounds in prayer, grounds in fasting, grounds in worship, grounds in fresh light and fresh revelation, grounds in sacrifice.
In a short while, very, very short, to be clear,
things will start changing gradually.
You know, when you on the switch of the fan, it does not accept, get into full speed at once.
So you'll begin to experience things changing gradually.
And then as you maintain the fire, as you maintain the heat,
some people, their problem is that when things begin to change small, they relax. Oh, my story has finally changed.
For where?
Maintain the heat. Maintain the pressure. Pressure in prayer, pressure in fasting, pressure in sacrifice, pressure in worship, pressure in night watches, pressure. Just keep the pressure on.
Hallelujah. Somebody whose life is changing, give the Lord a clap, a shout, a leap, and a turnaround. Hey! 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 Give him the shout of victory! Give the Lord a praise.
Take your seat 1 minute. Before we take the communion and receive the blessing,
we're going to pray for just 5 minutes, like Jabez did, and trust God for a change of story. While that is going on,
take a little look at the clips from... Okay, I'm just trying to say Houston, Texas, and Baltimore, Maryland is coming to my mind. We just passed through there on the way from Canada. All right, so Houston, Texas, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Go ahead and show us the clip. For you both people singing a little.
Presents a certificate of recognition to Pastor Dr. Paul Lewis.
That was healing from metastatic cancer.
Here in Houston,
la última conferencia en Houston,
I encountered Dr. Pastor Polinici for the first time, and he told the story about the boy who was doing great things for a village and about the power of the hug. The last conference, yeah. He laid hands on me, and I went down under the power of God. And then he picked me back up.
Y después me volvió a levantar.
And he hugged me.
Y me abrazó.
Now, I'm a barber, so
yo soy un
right after
barbero.
That conference, I went straight to my shop without changing clothes. And a man came,
y
and I poured
vino.
Out onto him what we just received. He said, I've been addicted to weed for 15
dijo,
years.
Yo había estado adicto a marihuana por 15 años.
And I hugged him. I showed him the love of God.
Y le enseñé el amor de Dios.
I prayed for him, and he called me 3 months later.
Y me llamó tres meses después.
Fully...
Y me dijo, hey! Retomado otra vez. Estoy libre.
Dr. Paul Aniche, he called my name. He called me by name.
Él llamó mi nombre, me llamó
and the instructions that he gave me was to do everything that I could
la instrucción fue
to be
lo que
in Houston for the conference.
Pero para llegar a Houston, para poder yo hacer lo que tengo que hacer.
Yes.
He claro. said, do everything that you can
haz todo lo que puedas,
to be at the Houston conference. The declaration that you made over my life that the Lord,
sobre mi vida,
this is my time that God will restore and
que,
he will rescue.
Tiempo que Dios va a restaurar mi vida y todo lo que perdí.
You declared
in the name of Jesus, Natasha, be at the conference in Houston if you can and do all you need to do to be there. In the name, the devil does not own your life. That contention and conspiracy of hell against your life, against your destiny, is broken. In the name that is above every name.
Oh, Apostle, I'm here today at the obedience of your word.
Entonces, estoy aquí en la
the Bible says, believe in his prophets and so shall you prosper. So I'm here today in obedience
so
to the word,
obedience.
From the word of the Lord,
a la palabra
out of his manservant.
Can someone give the Lord a praise? Give the Lord a praise. Did you hear that one? That she should do all she could to be here, which meant that there was going to be financial issues and whatever it is. But do what you can to be there. You have obeyed God, and you will be shocked. But God is the only reason why you will move and keep moving. And people want to understand it is like the twist at the tornado. They can't forecast you. Forecasters can't forecast. They don't know where you are going next. Because you are camped with God. Life is permanently and perpetually on the go. You are permanently on the go. When people think you are finished, you are just beginning. You are just beginning. You are just starting. When people think you have achieved so much, they just realize that you are just beginning. Because you know that for as long as you have not seen Jesus face to face, your journey is not over. They already printed a t-shirt. Hallelujah!
That is the county judge. Place that on. Today I was honored to present a proclamation to the Dynamis National Gospel Center, the Highland Revival Fire Conference in Rosenborg. Their incredible work in spiritual growth and community development is truly inspiring. That's the office of the judge. Presenting KP Judge.
Stand up on your feet, everybody. And we're going to pray right now. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Are you ready to pray for the next 5 minutes? Is there anybody on fire in this house? Lift your hands and lift your voice and we'll take it one by one and say, Father,
Father,
I ask
that you bless me
indeed,
and release me
from every curse
of life.
Now, you are doing it wrongly, okay? Each point is a minute, right? You don't confuse us. One more time, say, Father,
Father,
I ask
for your blessing
in my life.
Bless me, Lord,
indeed.
Release me from every curse of life and incomplete blessings. I receive evidential blessings in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray.
Open your mouth and pray. Bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Would you want your story to change? Then I'd like you to pray with more force. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I request
for enlightenment,
of course, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you release me from every form of limitation, destiny confinement, containment, imprisonment. I release my life from every cage. Open your mouth and pray. I react against every form of limitation. I receive and release from every trace of confinement, every trace of containment, every trace of imprisonment. I receive and release from limitation. In Jesus' precious name, ask and say after me, say, Father,
I
ask that you will lay your hands upon me. I receive your help. I receive your empowerment. Power to fulfill destiny. I reject weakness of life. I reject powerlessness. Now, lift your voice and pray. Pray, pray. In Jesus' precious name, say the loudest amen. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I ask
for deliverance
from evil,
evil
cycles,
evil patterns,
every confrontation
of evil,
antagonism,
and resistance.
Deliver me
today, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Go on ahead, pray,
I receive.
I receive deliverance from evil. I receive deliverance from evil. I receive deliverance from evil. Deliver me, Lord, from evil confrontation, from antagonism, resistance. Deliver me, Lord, from evil confrontation, evil antagonism, resistance, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Finally, see after me, say, Father, I receive deliverance from grief. I reject pain.
I reject
hurt. I receive deliverance from every planned sorrow, depression, or heaviness organized from hell. I receive my freedom. I receive my deliverance now. Open your mouth and pray. I request deliverance from sorrow. I request deliverance from depression. I request deliverance from heaviness. I request now deliverance from sorrow, depression, heaviness. I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive. Precious name, so shall it be.
Amen.
The God of Jabez is your God.
Amen.
I don't know what the devil has said no to you about, but God is saying yes.
Amen.